If athletes get athlete's foot, what do elves get?
Mistletoes.
I know, it's terrible. What did the policeman say to his belly button? You're under a vest! Okay, there was my terrible joke.
That's Julian Eagle hosting WRFI's Youth Radio Project back in 2019.
So this is the song. If you enjoy WRFI, we need to pay our bills. So our number is 607-319-5445.
Julian was a 2020 graduate of New Roots Charter School in Ithaca. He started volunteering at the station in high school and later hosted his own show for about 3 years. I was one of the handful of students who got to work with Julian. He gifted me with some of my first experiences of love and adventure, and I will never forget how he helped me find my voice. The special memories we shared are a big part of why I'm still with WRFI today. I'm JT Stone. To honor Julian's memory, I spoke to some of his friends, teachers, and family about what he meant to them. First, I spoke to Jedediah Cleveland, who became one of Julian's closest friends.
I first met Julian, like, my very first day of freshman year of high school. And, you know, it was an all-new school to me, an all-new state to me. I was, like, insanely anxious, really in my shell, and really cynical about other people at that time. Julian just quite literally bounces up to me, and he just has this big goofy smile on his face, you know, this like weird fedora, just like, hi, I'm Julian. You definitely look nervous right now. Would you like some help? Would you like a friend? And then like immediately we just sort of clicked.
Sue Schwartz was one of Julian's high school English teachers. She says he was ahead of his peers when it came to his writing style and self-confidence.
Julian was really easy to talk to as an adult. He had a really sophisticated sense of humor. He was so funny and so fun to have as a student, and certainly really fun to have as a writer in class.
Julian was also a gifted writer who had a love for philosophy. Sue says she learned a lot about the person he was through his writing.
The broken machine searches for redemption in every passing moment. Processes never finished and goals distracted. The automaton carries on. How can one look across to another and stare in confident fear in what they don't know? Maybe the punishments have dug their teeth into the patterned beings, too far to return without a pleasant surprise pushed into view. It's okay. The moment will pass as you succeed to the next. You will find distraction from your current handicap.
Ever since Julian was a kid, he always wanted to have fun. His mom, Scarlett, says they enjoyed many adventures around the country on a shoestring budget.
Oh my gosh, we had such good times. I like telling one about when we went to Carlsbad Caverns. He was about 5 years old, and we were at the campground and had a wonderful time camping, but he saw the people in the RVs, and he says, well, why can't we have an RV? And I was like, well, Julian, we're camping in a tent, and that's a more special experience. We're going to have the campfire and the s'mores. You know, this is more special than just bringing your house with you on wheels. And he was looking, he's like, they're watching movies up there. And I was like, yep, sometimes they have TVs inside. And he says, well, when I'm a grown up, I'm going to save up a bunch of quarters and I'm going to buy an RV and I'm going to watch kid movies. And then in that same trip, we were at a diner and the woman had amazing sleeve tattoos. And he's like, Mom, do you see that waitress? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I like her tattoos. And I was like, yeah, they're super cool. He says, when I'm a grown up, I'm going to save up a bunch of quarters and get a tattoo.
Scarlett says Julian wanted to donate his organs when he died. 4 people benefited from receiving his liver, kidneys, pancreas, and heart.
His ashes are in my first tattoo. It's his heartbeat from the hospital, and I keep it near my heart. So along those same lines, I'm actually getting another tattoo for this upcoming birthday. So I've just decided that as many years as I live, I'll get a tattoo on Julian's birthday.
Julian touched countless lives in our community. He gave customers his free art as a manager at Beer World and Big Flats. He served families Sundays and smiles at Purity Ice Cream in Ithaca. And he told some of the best jokes to our listeners on his show. But best of all, he taught people to love themselves. That was the case for Jedediah Cleveland.
At the top of the list, for sure, would be like his freakishly high capacity for love. Like, he genuinely had so much love to give everybody around him, and he wanted everybody to take that and share it with each other. He just had this way of making people so insanely comfortable and at ease. You know, he made them feel safe, and he made them feel happy, and best of all, like, comfortable being their authentic selves, because he was just so authentically himself all the time.
Here's Julian again in 2018, being his lovable and goofy self.
I'll be here likely next week and the week after that and the week after that and the week after that. Unless I'm not, then I won't be. I'm sorry. I know you don't want me to go. Sometimes I just can't be here.